You're listening to The Electric Hour on WMFO Medford.
I was at the Jabberjaw, the cutest boy I ever saw. He was standing behind me. He was such a dream. He kept looking right.
Good morning, Medford. You are listening to The Electric Hour, WFO's longest-running improv ballet. My name is John C. Merfeld.
I'm Brennan Carston, as even rarer than before.
Yeah, your record took another hit last week.
Surely did.
With your absence.
But I'm back.
How'd that so-called econ midterm go?
Oh, so-called not well.
Oh, no. How many did you get wrong, do you think?
I don't want to say most.
Most.
But maybe half.
Maybe half.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know.
So that'd be half right.
Hey, that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, test half right. That's my philosophy. Yeah, I was explaining to the people last week a little bit how econ is short for economy, and economies are concerned with building factories so that wealthy people can produce goods.
Yes.
For the rest of us.
Yeah, that's the gist of it. So I think I just knew the first half of that sentence, which is why I did so poorly.
Right. Well, you're still learning. It's only halfway through the... It's a midterm. You should only know half the stuff, right?
Exactly.
That just makes sense.
It's great, even.
Cool.
So that's good.
Yeah, what you just heard, listeners, was a little That Dog with the song Minneapolis. As I was telling Brennan, the rest of the album that's on isn't as strong, but that's okay. You may notice my voice is a little grouchy, gravelly, more so than usual. That is because...
He's working on an impression.
of a cancer patient.
Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah. Getting racy from the top.
Man, I just want to put it out there that I disagree with that.
How do you disagree with a...
The notion of getting racy so early in the show.
Okay, sure. I thought you meant, like, disagreeing with cancer. Which I'd
also
say you probably do, right?
Do disagree
you
with
guys
cancer.
Have some different
Yeah, we're not
viewpoints.
Really on the same page.
You're not at all. Yeah, well, the reason my voice is a little shot still is because I was rocking too hard on Saturday night with Danny Garf.
You rocked your vocal cords out.
I really did. We sang a lot. We were done practicing, and we still had a practice room for like 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And we were like, maybe we should rest our voices, or we could play El Scorcho 3 times.
Oh, yep. And so you rested your voices?
No, we played El Scorcho 4 times. We went over.
And then you were late.
We went over our time limit. Yeah.
Nice.
But anyway.
How'd the show go?
Dude, it was rocking.
I figured that.
Well,
much.
No, it was great. It was fun. We played a little Elvis. This was officially the Valentine's Day show.
Right, as opposed to the one you guys played on Valentine's Day.
As opposed to the one we played on Valentine's Day, which was just the February show, I guess.
Right.
Which actually brings me to our first guest, because that February show was hosted at a place that I still don't feel like I understand very well. People have asked me, hey, what is Crafts House? And I've said, I guess it's a place where they hang up a lot of stuff on the walls. And people there had cool Halloween costumes last I was there. She's nodding. So this is a fan favorite guest, one of our old chums here in the studio. You may remember her as the hostess of Myth of the Midwest, our sister show. Please welcome Helen Sibilla, everybody.
Hello.
All right, now Helen, the people want to know, what is Crafts House? How do you live there? What do you subsist on? What time do you wake up in the morning? I assume everyone wakes up the same time.
Yes, we all wake up at once with the crow of the rooster.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting, because I thought it would be the roosting of the crow.
No, gross.
That's nighttime.
Oh, right.
I mean, that's really the only solid answer I got for you.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Do you guys, for your like kind of energy and stuff, is it more coming from calories or from crafts?
I mean, why not both?
Good answer. Good answer.
I would argue that the cooking is a craft.
Whoa.
Hey.
So
it's broad. Crafts House is like... It's more like a general guild for people.
Yeah, that's a good word for it. We do a lot of Snapchat lately, mm-hmm, so that's mm-hmm. kind of the number one craft of Crafts House currently.
That's how you guys make your money.
The chief export
the face
of Crafts
swap. House. Yeah. Face swap.
Oh,
filter, face swap.
So. Terrifying.
Terrifyingly successful.
Wow.
I would say.
You guys have done some high profile swaps, I assume.
You could say that.
Celebrity swaps? Anyone I would know? Had their face put on anyone I wouldn't know?
I'd have to look through the catalog of people that you know to know for sure. But
wow, that's so wise.
Wow.
Can throw some names out.
Yeah, what's your biggest get as far as face taken off of?
Let me think.
For those of you who don't know, there's a popular new trend among the Snapchatter generation. Of, for example, if Brennan and I were in a picture together, they would take Brennan's face on my body, put my face on Brennan's body.
It's called a face transplant for you oldies. Yeezers.
Back in the 50s, you just had to sew it off the old-fashioned way.
This way we can do it virtually.
Yeah.
And it doesn't hurt at all, which is probably different from face transplants.
Yeah, back in the 50s. Okay, so Helen, sorry. Biggest gets.
I did do a face swap with FKA Twigs. Last weekend, actually, at the Valentine's
big.
Show.
What?
Yes. Whoa.
John, why didn't you get a face?
Wait, do you mean the Valentine's Day show or the show on Valentine's Day?
The Valentine's Day show.
Okay.
Once it was in the house.
Right, it was moved.
Yes.
Yeah, it got shut down.
That's when I
Oh,
shut
is
down.
That right?
Yeah.
Interesting.
A couple bands after Slumberjacks got shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
FK Twigs.
That's good.
Who else? This sticker, this face sticker that I made in Craft cool. Center. I did
nice.
A three-way face swap with that one, actually.
Wow.
I did not know that was possible. That was,
me neither.
That's amazing.
Oh my gosh.
It was a blessing from above, I think.
It sure sounds that way.
An inspiration, a gust of inspiration. The muses were with me.
Wow. So what originally drew you to this mm-hmm. crazy lifestyle?
Can I just a clarifying question?
Do it.
Do you mean Snapchat or Crafts House in general?
Well, apparently they're synonymous. Mm.
I disagree. I do not have Crafts House on my phone.
Well, no, but like
so far
this life, you know, if you're in Crafts House now, like you're a face swapper. That's part of their,
yeah.
their
all right,
brand.
All right, I concede that point.
So okay. What's because you just started living there this year?
Yes.
What was that for you? What was your journey?
Well, I did go there one night, and there was pancakes for dinner, so I gotta say I was pretty sold at that point.
That's a plus. That's a big plus.
But the kicker, I think, would be that we got a Furby.
Whoa.
So, whoa. Like, you
know, if that's not gonna keep me there, then I don't know what will. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys get to keep it.
What's
don't
the current
it?
Status of the Furby?
No batteries, but there.
Wow. So dead.
So yeah. So
so you have a dead Furby,
not taken care of.
Dead for the time
well.
Being.
Right. That's true.
Dead pending resuscitation.
Furby. pending future action. Wow, that's great. And what? And so okay. So you're face swapping all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You are making pancakes every night.
Yep.
I assume.
Yep.
What's next for you? What's on your docket? crafts related or otherwise. Just what's on Helen's docket? That's
what's on my docket?
Yeah.
That's a hard
proverbial
one.
Apples out of which you'd like to take a bite.
Yeah.
proverbial bite.
Yeah. Thank you, Brett.
Which is a given.
Right. Well, you know.
I mean, I don't know. There's some, you know, dimension bending, you know, between the proverbial world and the IRL world.
That's fair.
Yeah, Brennan, get your mind out of IRL for a sec.
Sorry, guys.
Let it bend.
It's not clear cut.
Do the mind yoga that you need to do.
Yeah.
Okay. So is that something you'd like to pursue? Is something else in your docket? I mean,
yeah, I'd say that's like sort of something that's always on my docket. You know, it's sort of doesn't really have a destination. I'm always constantly getting there, getting to that sweet spot between proverbial and IRL.
Yeah.
Whoa.
In and out of IRL.
True.
It's nice. It's a good way to be.
As for other things, that's a hard one. I don't really know what my future holds right now.
That's okay. If you want, you can think about it. I think we maybe could play a super quick track and bring out our other guest, and we can all talk about what's on our dockets.
I'm good
with
that.
I like that idea.
I also want to hear about what people did on Leap Day.
So, ooh, yeah.
I want to hear Leap Day traditions. But first, we're going to cut to a quick track by Camera Obscura. That's the one I'm going to do. Ooh. And here we go. You're listening to Electric Hour, WFO. I mean, John Marfell, Jordan Burnish, Carson, and Elizabeth. I'll see you in my best
song.
Mind.
All right, that was Let's Get Out of This Country by Camera Obscura. You're listening to The Electric Hour. Don't ask about the dollops. I'm John C. Murphy, of course, joined by my trusty, sometimes companion, Brennan, our fan fave guest, Helen Sibilla, and someone, our next guest, who we have not seen for quite some time, ever since her expletive-laden first appearance almost a year ago, and she's back with us, and if you want to say hey.
Hey, hello. To be fair, I didn't know there were actual rules about the radio. Like the PSA, I thought that was just a shtick you guys had on the show. I didn't know that was an actual thing.
Oh, that's 100% shtick.
Oh.
I mean, they're also service announcements for the public.
Yeah, we're S-ing the P with an A. That's our
look,
motto
that's
here.
Just what we do. That's we love we S-ing do. That P.
You, of course, everyone recognizes that sugary baritone.
Oh, I'm Emily Baker.
As Emily Baker. comedian of note, not a Crafts House resident.
No.
She has never eaten pancakes. She's never swapped a face. These are things that happen in Crafts House.
In Crafts House alone.
Yes.
Yes.
And Emily and Helen, you guys have never met, of course.
No, but we have
here
now.
We are.
What are your first impressions of one another?
I really like your mini dress. I think it's Thank a good you. Spring piece.
Thank you.
Helen,
you can abstain from returning the compliment.
No, I will. I think Emily has lovely hair.
Thank you. I haven't washed it in a while.
I would not have guessed.
Thank you.
Nice.
Wow.
That's the trick.
Polite as ever.
Yeah.
This back and forth.
Yeah, our guests always love each other.
It's true.
WMFO is a country club.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. That's dynamite. Speaking of country clubs... Brennan, you want to take the reins first?
I'm going to probably end your sentence and start a new sentence. But speaking of country clubs, period. So what did you guys do on Leap Day?
Thank you.
So what was this? Monday was February 29th. Only comes around once every 100 years. And
yes,
everybody
right.
knows it's an extra day because when people try to put their calendars together, they were off by a quarter.
Right. So we have this extra day where there are no laws. And you can
yep.
do whatever you want for one day. And then at the stroke of midnight, everything reverts to normal.
All right. Any you know? Money you spend is returned to your bank account, and anything you purchased just leaves you.
And any Furbies you destroyed have their batteries fully recharged.
Unless there were no batteries in the first place.
Correct. We all know
look.
How Leap Day works. We're just filling everyone in. So
it's a basic rule.
It's a dimension bender. Speaking of those, I mean, Leap Day exists on this whole other plane. So what I want to know is what did everyone do on their one free day of no consequences?
One, and by the way, one extra day where, I mean, I think this goes along with the consequence thing, but there's just a day this year that there won't be next year and there wasn't last year. And also years on the other side.
Yeah, I feel like that's the, we knew that.
Well, I'm saying take advantage of the lawlessness, yes, but also it's just a dead extra day to get some stuff done.
Well, yeah, but you can't be very productive on it because all the consequences are erased.
I mean, I guess that's true.
All you have is your memories.
Anything that's self-contained is good, though. Like, if you have something you need to do in one day, and you do it, and then it's done, that's good.
Look, we're getting into the grainy details. I want to hear what these crazy chicks did on their day off.
Oh, man. Okay.
What kind of debauchery?
Well, I'm all about debauchery, like... the rest of the year, but I think I really kicked it up a notch on the 29th. You know, I did not wear pants to class at all.
Dang.
I kind of went bare-cheeked to all my various sociology lectures.
Did that get cold?
Yeah, no, because it was an unseasonably warm February 29th.
It was quite nice.
Yeah.
Good day for bare cheeks.
Even the weather was lawless.
True.
Oh, true. Old Mother Nature knew what day it was, too. That saucy broad, Mother Nature.
Wow. You just called Mother Nature old, saucy, and abroad just now.
She was on full display on Monday. okay, so M went bare-cheeked all day.
Yes.
Helen,
mm-hmm.
What can you up the ante?
I'm going to, and I'll say that I went to... an annual art history lecture and watched my art history professor drink wine and talk about her favorite show, Long Island Medium.
Whoa.
Whoa, Long Island
Medium. That is
Island
nothing
Medium.
If not debaucherous.
my thoughts exactly.
So you watched a woman drink wine
and talk.
Yeah, I don't know.
I did both of those
Does
things.
Does that trump bare cheeks?
Once. How many clothes did she have on?
I would say at least four.
Okay.
Four clothes
is kind of high.
Right.
Yeah. Especially for a leap day.
We'll have to send that back to our number crunching team.
Yep. We crunched it. It's high.
Oh, Brennan, I didn't realize you were the number crunching team today.
Yeah, I used to like do a different voice and stuff, but I figured, let's be honest with the people.
That's true. In all those previous episodes where we crunch numbers, that was just Brennan.
Yep, it was me the whole time.
Brendog, what'd you do on your day off?
What did I do on my day off?
What things or people did you debauch?
I'm going to say none, actually, okay. So I'm a little sorry to say that. But I woke up early that day I met with my girlfriend, Caroline, and we watched the sunrise. It was lovely. And then went back to sleep. We were like, let's go to a diner. And then we were like, we're tired. And that was mostly it for the day.
220-somethings, too tired to get a boring breakfast. Now that's a different interpretation of leap day.
Yeah, so it was a small step for a man, a giant leap for people waking up and then going right back to sleep.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yep.
Helen, are you? You're not spoken for, are you?
In what sense?
In the way that Brennan is, in that he has a girlfriend.
No.
Okay. What are you looking for in a potential mate, or are you looking at all?
I would say that I'm lightly looking. What am I looking for? I think. That's hard.
See, this is the thing. You got to know what you're looking for.
Exactly.
That's it.
Yeah.
If you're gonna find it.
I'm having a revelation now that I should probably know. You're challenging me to do something I should have done on leap day.
Yeah. Do you use any of the swipe apps?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're swiping.
Yeah. I use Tinder. It's fun. Got like 500 matches.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I could say I'm popular.
So you've dated all those people?
Yes.
Wow.
How many times each?
Once each for most of them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Twice for some.
Okay.
So standouts.
Over 500.
So what makes you? So let's focus less on the positive. What makes you no swipe? You know, swipe left, I believe, is the direction.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. What makes for a left swipe for Helen Sibylla?
Because
maybe then
say,
we can figure it out together.
Yeah. No, this is a good idea.
And feel free to weigh in on this as a prowler on the scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say that vapes, immediate no.
Yep.
True.
Always a good rule, I would say. Tinder or otherwise.
All right, Morty McFly. You can just put your goody two shoes attitude in the trash.
Conversations, vape, nope.
I think she's talking about vapes in the picture, right?
In general.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying if there's a vape in a conversation, you gotta get out of that conversation.
If they open with, hey, you vape?
I would immediately
hey bro,
say,
you vape?
No,
hey bro.
Get out of my face.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good. In person or on Tinder, I'm assuming.
Yep.
Wow.
See?
Okay.
This is what I'm talking about.
Pretty abrasive.
I like to think of myself as the moral compass of this show.
You
and
are?
I like to think Helen has aligned with the moral compass just now.
Wow. Like a good ferromagnet.
True north.
Yeah. All right. So that's a big no. That's a big no. What else you got?
Oh, what else I got?
Or M, do you have any big no swipes?
Big no swipes. Also, yeah, vaping is the fedora of smoking, according to lots of stoner people I know.
Too true.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't realize it was such a turnoff.
Yeah, you gotta put that vape away, man.
Yo, I'll just tuck this back in my pants pocket.
Throw it in the trash.
I will. Fish it out later.
Probably a lot of vapes in the W.
Oh, yeah.
Trash.
So yeah. Well, there's about to be a whole lot more once people hear this episode.
Good.
Bachelorettes don't love vaping bros. Yo,
if we ever made t-shirts,
my website,
brovapes.com,
is gonna sink.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I just kind of killed that endeavor.
Yeah, you really killed brovapes.com.
Oh,
what else we got?
Oh, the fish profile pictures. Mm. All the white boys with their fish pictures.
Oh, yeah.
I heard about that.
Want that for dinner.
No. Like, stop trying to tell me what I want to eat. You don't know me.
Well, they're not. Their picture is rarely like the fish on a plate. It's, well, it's like, actually, look what I caught.
It's not appetizing.
Yeah, I don't think they're saying, hey, they come on a date cooking with me and eat this fish.
No, they could. They could be. They could cook it for you.
Are you saying they should have already cooked the fish and just shown you something closer to the final product?
I'm not sure that's a fair assumption on your guys' part, that they want you to eat it.
Well, what else would we assume?
That they enjoy fishing. I don't know.
Ew, that's for old dads.
I mean, no, I agree. I agree. And I was just wondering recently about why fishing is like the official father-son bonding activity. Because, like, what? There's nothing inherently about it. Unless you caught little pairs of father-son fishies. But I don't think they swim like that.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. We probably got them all centuries ago.
Yep.
So, the fish pick is a big turnoff. Wow.
If you want a real answer.
Yeah.
I would guess that it's because it's not a lot going on, so you could probably just talk it out.
Oh. Yeah, sure. Yeah, but you can do that at home.
That's true. You don't have to involve the fish.
Yeah, yeah, you can do it without sitting in a boat.
But how are you going to get your Tinder profile pictures?
That's true. Father-son.
Maybe that's the real father-son bonding is, son, let me help you with your Tinder profile.
Exactly.
That's true. That's kind of a father's duty,
hey,
really.
Hey, you should hold that fish up higher, then you'll get more ladies because they'll think you're strong.
Oh, and take your shirt off.
Yes.
I know it was on while we were fishing, but take it off for the picture. Any other huge no's?
Huge.
Big turnoffs.
If they say that they, I don't know, I would say like weird haircuts.
Mm-hmm.
If they have a picture with a small child, like I don't care if that's their sibling. Like, I don't,
too much baggage.
Yeah. Like,
what do you mean you don't care if it's their sibling? That's insane. What if, I mean,
I just like, why? So, there's no need to see a picture involving a small child on a dating app.
Because you're like trying to get, like, you know,
trying to get going.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to know that.
You're trying to get freaky. You don't want to be thinking about their little baby sister.
Also, I live in Ohio, and usually if you see a picture like that in Ohio, it is their child.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's so true. Interesting.
Yeah. With those strict abortion laws.
Actually, yeah, that just came up. And speaking of Ohio Tinder and things that I don't like on Tinder, there actually was a picture of a boy dressed up as Shrek.
Whoa.
And the ogre?
Shrek the ogre.
Just wanted to check.
How thoroughly?
I have a picture on my phone.
Take a look.
I can make a poetic image
that would be
for
perfect.
The listeners, now viewers.
Yeah. Oh, actually, this is going to transition great into an awesome new game that we'd found last week.
Oh,
that I'd like
great.
To try out maybe after a track. But let's hear this Shrek.
I gotta say, not a big fan of the show. Did not listen last week.
Okay,
you can
found a great
see
new game.
His eyebrows and his white eyes, and he sort of has this Shrek hood on. So this is.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man. He's also got green face paint.
Yeah,
he does. He has green face paint.
Is that his first picture?
Four chins. Yes, this was his first picture.
Whoa.
And I immediately said no, but I also took a picture of him.
What was he doing in the other pictures? Was he romping around a swamp?
I don't think it was important at this
classic
point.
Classic swamp romp.
But probably.
That's fair.
Oh my gosh.
Was Donkey in any of the pictures?
That's bazonkers.
No, Donkey was curiously absent.
Interesting.
So,
that seems bad, probably.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe they're not friends anymore.
I don't know. I wasn't going to be the one to ask.
You know what? I wouldn't be either. That's fair.
Yeah, wow.
Man, gotta say, weird move. Weird move if you're trying to. Now, my understanding of Tinder is that it's an app to, hook up with people.
Right.
At maximum, marry them and live with them forever. I don't see how Shrek fits in to the spectrum at all.
Hey, man, he's just looking for his Cameron Diaz. His
true.
Princess Fiona.
True.
Yeah, I don't want to. Don't want to discourage him from doing that.
He just swipes left on every non-green girl.
He's going to find one eventually.
He's got to.
I mean,
it seems possible.
Wait,
it's not likely.
Is this an Ohio boy or a local boy?
This was Ohio.
Oh.
Yes.
So if you're listening.
Yeah. Hey, bro out there. Helen wasn't going for it.
But hey, you do you, man.
But also you do you.
That's something to be
said. I'm not your green lady Fiona. But someone is, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Keep looking. That's what we're trying to say. Keep looking. Good luck out there, bud.
Wow. What an inspiring message. All right. I think let's
play a track.
We're gonna play a track, and then we're gonna transition to my new favorite game.
Whoa.
We're gonna hear a little Waxahachie. I don't know how to say it. So this is if anyone is a fan of the band P.S. Eliot, it's formed by these twin sisters. They split up over creative differences. One of them formed the band Swearin, which I've played on the show, and one of them formed this other group. So this is one of their
Are they
songs.
Still sisters?
They are still sisters. They did not split up their sisterhood over creative differences.
That's good. Cool.
So anyway, here we are, Electric Hour. Keep on trolling. Hey, that was Waxahachie with Peace and Quiet. My name is John C. Murphy. You're listening to WMFO, remaining and expanding. The Electric Hour, remaining
yes.
and expanding.
Nope, also no.
Anyway, okay, so we got talking about pics, about photographs of people we know, and that reminded me of a fantastic game that we got playing last week, for those who remember the episode with Sophie Martin and Erica Gelfand. You don't really have to remember it. It just happened. And we played a new game. Oh, wait. I got to cue up the theme music. You guys can stall.
All right. So they played a new game in which... Fresh. I'm thinking I'm going to describe the game.
Okay, that's fine.
In which they passed around photos of each other's... of their respective mothers, and then had their pals describe the moms in question. So, do you have a name for this game, John?
Oh, the name of the game is Let's Describe Each Other's Mothers. That song is called Mom's Drunk. It's by The Amps.
Nice. I think you do have to explain it because he doesn't say mom.
Yeah, whatever. It's a rocker.
I'm glad you mentioned
okay,
it.
Okay, so we've all got our picks queued up, yes? Right. And let's pass those phones. All right.
Thank you. And just as a point of clarification, I do not have a photo of my mom on my phone. There's probably one on Facebook somewhere, but I didn't go through the trouble.
On your Facebook?
I don't know.
I'm tempted to...
Maybe one of my sisters?
I'm tempted to take a gander.
What I'm going to say is probably the best bet is to just describe what John imagines my mom to look like.
Look good.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm certainly capable of doing that.
All right. You also met her one time.
Yes.
In Fort Lee, New Jersey.
Yes, I did.
All right. So go from memory.
I'll go from that memory. Okay, who would like to start?
Okay. I can start.
Okay.
Okay, so this is a photo of Helen's mom at Bonnaroo. She's got a green dress and a cowboy hat, and she seems super duper nice and into music.
Oh, all right. That's
my sure. description.
Any other additional quirks you see her displaying?
I would say her eyes are probably sensitive to staring at direct sunlight because she's got some sunglasses on.
Okay.
And she probably was carrying stuff because she's got a backpack.
That's our thorough journalism from Brenny C.
It's my mom.
Yeah.
Would you say, can I ask a follow-up question?
Sure.
Helen, would you say that's what your mom's all about?
Yep. Carrying things and not staring into the sun without some kind of barrier.
Nice. Wow. I feel like I really got it.
Yeah, you nailed it. Okay. Excellent. So we passed the phones clockwise, so let's go counterclockwise now.
All right.
So Helen is describing.
I got Emily's mom here. She's got a nice big smile. And her hair kind of looks like Emily's, but straight, which is cool. She's wearing a nice sweater and a nice necklace. Seems like she's probably a really nice lady. As far as, like, quirks go, looks like her necklace has some, like, stones on it, mm-hmm. like your regular Ooh. Stones, so she might be kind of, you know, kind of crafty, kind of cool, yeah. you know?
Oh, you think she'd have a place in the
real,
house?
Potentially.
Could she swap a face?
You know, I think so.
Wow.
That's the vibe I'm getting. She's got focus in those eyes. She's got focused eyes.
Oh, that is true. Yeah, it's actually her birthday today, so happy birthday, Anita. You're a focus-driven lady.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Indeed. Yeah.
From all of us here.
At the electric hour.
To just you there.
This is a one-way transaction.
Yeah.
There's four people sending one yes. birthday.
One birthday message.
Any additional quirks that you notice?
I don't know. She also has well-groomed eyebrows.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
There you go.
Wow. Hey. Glowing reviews. Last week, these were not nearly so positive. all right. Em, you got...
All right, I've got John's mom. Okay.
It's not her birthday.
It's not her birthday, but that's all right. She seems like a nice outdoor lady. Just outside, just wearing a beanie, so she probably cares about keeping that head warmth in, which is a good goal always. She's taken off her sunglasses, so maybe she's not as sensitive to the sun as most people.
Or John.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
True.
Right in the kisser.
Again, she's wearing a lot of earth tones and rocking them, so go Anne. She just seems like a kind lady who just likes nature.
Would you say my mother is able to smile?
Kind of. it's got the stretch.
She can bare her teeth.
Looks like happy. She doesn't look upset.
Yeah. Can you show those guys? It's not really a smile.
No, it's not a smile.
I would agree that it's not a smile.
Yeah.
You guys are very kind.
Yeah. I think it's close to a smile without totally being one, maybe.
Do you want
to
fully commit?
I also have a question about the beanie.
Yeah.
Does she like acoustic coffee house music? As a beanie wearer?
Oh, man.
I mean, it's a big commitment.
I think if you were to take my mom, blindfold her, put her in an airplane... Drop her from the airplane.
I could do this.
Into an acoustic coffee house. Would she have a good time after she removed the blindfold and landed on something soft? Yes, I think she would have a good time.
I think up to including the point of landing, she would not have a good time.
Does she seek out that behavior herself? She does not, but I think she would have a good time.
Okay.
Are you saying she doesn't seek out acoustic coffee houses or like...
The whole package.
Okay.
The whole experience.
I would argue that is the characteristic of most people.
Doesn't sound like you're living.
All right. Fair enough. You heard what I did with my leap day.
Yeah, I was going to say. Okay. Em, any additional quirks you may have noticed
additional
about
quirks.
My mother?
Okay,
I got that. I'll put it back.
You know the code. I don't know the code.
Oh, really?
Oh.
It's like yours, but shifted up one. Or shifted down one. Never, actually, no, it's...
Just do it.
Wait, one more time? Into the mic?
Over the air, please. All right.
Isha gave out her laptop password over the air.
Oh, yeah.
Apples and oranges, 1, 2, 3.
The details of your family message.
And in case you forgot.
Here we go. Yeah, spotted. Okay.
It's forward and.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is forward.
She's like blending in well with the nature colors. So I think she would be good with like camouflage and like hiding. Mm-hmm. She a good hider.
Oh, yeah. Again, not a behavior she seeks out. But I think she would thrive.
Maybe it would counter the people constantly trying to snatch her up and send her in planes to coffee houses.
It's mostly me who does that.
Interesting.
Cheekbones like a cut glass also.
Cheekbones? Yeah. That's true.
Cheekbones.
She does have good ones. All right. Well, thank you. Wow. You guys are incredibly nice. So, Lena.
Yep.
So, Lena... her face is painted green. She's in kind of a green Shrek. Oh my gosh, wait. Is this the Shrek person? Wow, Helen, that was just Brennan's mom. Oh my gosh.
Incredible.
Wow. The four chins and the donkey and everything. Oh my gosh. Well, Brennan.
Well.
All I can say is your mom has a touch of pizzazz.
And is a student of Northwest High School in rural Ohio.
Yo, you matching with high schoolers, Helen?
I was not trying to match with him. As I said, it was just another another check on the reasons not to list.
Wait, you said an age range, though, don't you?
Yeah, but he's 18.
Oh, right, right, okay. Yeah.
True. Right. I'm only 19, so.
Oh, true, true.
Fair. Yeah. Just as a quick point of clarification.
Yeah.
Nope.
Well, gosh. If outside is my parade, you're the rain that's falling outside right now.
Wow.
Because you're raining on my parade.
That was eloquent.
Anyway, that was Let's Describe Each Other's Mothers. Anyway.
Here it is, folks.
That classic theme music. All right. Brennan?
John?
What's on your mind as to what... I have another thing we could maybe do to close out the show if we wanted. Maybe play a quick track and then go to that.
I would be okay with that. I would describe my mind as perilously blank right now.
All right. Fair enough. I will keep on driving the bus then.
Perfect.
Does that sit well with you guys? If we quick track
drive
and then...
away. Let's do it.
All right.
Can I ask you something? How quick is the track?
I actually don't know. I remember most of these that I picked out being pretty quick.
Okay. All right. As long as you're being honest with me, John.
Sure.
Spoken like a true truth teller.
Okay, this song.
Sure.
This song, I can't pronounce the name of the artist, so here we go.
These are.
Hey, that was a song that...
yep, it was.
You're listening to Our Comedy Electric, WMFO's longest running improv ballet. My name is Chauncey Murphy, of course. I'm joined by Brandon Corson, Emily Baker, and Hemlon Sevilla.
Hemlock Grove.
Yeah. We're going to read a rapid-fire PSA, and then I want to get to something that Emily was saying over the break that I thought was interesting. Helen, you want to take that away?
Absolutely. It's storm season, with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year, so be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days' worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of home. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Yeah, let them go to the supermarket.
Yeah, that one's somehow antagonistic towards all the other people suffering during the storm. Oh, yeah, screw them.
Listen to the PSA, folks, you're going to be part of the P that was not S'd, and you're going to be at the supermarket.
You're going to be the A.
And then, why didn't anyone A me about this?
You're going to be PO'd, am I right?
Different.
Sorry, didn't want to get too racy.
You're going to get public offed.
PO'd.
Okay, so, Lamp Face, you were saying something.
Yeah, what? It's picture me last winter break, not this one, the last one. I was a young baby freshman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm driving along River Road in good old Bethesda, Maryland.
Classic.
Mm. Met a light. I'm all bundled up for the cold. It was very cold. And then I keep, looking at this guy next to me because, I don't know. I was feeling kind of creepy, and I was, staring at him. Mm-hmm. And he kept staring at me. Then we would do this for, three lights. And then he's like, what's your number? And then I, go outside the car, and I'm, mouthing it to
whoa,
him.
Whoa, whoa. Yeah. Hold on. This is getting pretty saucy. Do you guys think we should take a closer look at this?
I would like to take a closer look.
Yeah, let's get
give
there.
That magnifying glass.
Yeah, Em, do you want to just reenact as yourself, and the rest of us will we'll figure it out as we go? All right, let's go into a classic ep of...
Let's see that.
Hold on.
Let's
see that. Do 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 honk honk.
Oh, yeah. So I'm just looking out the car. I'm checking out this.
You don't need to narrate.
Oh.
It's a scene. It's a scene.
There's no noise. There's no noise. We're in a car. It's just. Beep, beep. Stop. Brake.
Wipers off.
Wipers off. Wipers on.
Well, that girl's got a wipers on.
Yeah.
Yo, bro.
Yo.
You think I should ask this girl what her number is?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait.
Yeah.
Let's just see if she's gonna keep leaving those wipers on, if she's gonna turn them back off. It was weird that they were off in the first place.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they're on. They're way back on.
Yo, bro, they're on.
Oh, shit.
Which is appropriate.
I mean, oh, shoot.
Yo, bro. Come on, man.
This is my fourth time. This car is kosher, man.
Fourth
season hosting a TV show, radio.
This car is kosher.
Here's what I say. If we were broadcasting this to the listening public, I would feel bad.
All right, bro. That's not really the point.
Bro?
I'm trying to... Look,
ask for that number,
this girl's
bro?
Been staring at me at every light.
Yeah.
Okay.
Checking out your headlights.
I'm just gonna...
Yep, bro. Ask her, bro.
I'm gonna fog up the window and write it with my finger.
Oh my god, I think that guy wants my number. But how will I give it to him when I have this barrier window up? It's way up.
Bro, she's not responding.
Oh, alright. I'll try taking off my jacket.
Okay. Get a mouthing thing.
Oh, she's saying something. I can't tell what she's saying.
Well, wait.
Do this. Do the thing with your finger to make other people put their window down.
Okay. Oh, right. All right. Please roll down your window.
I was thinking maybe just roll down your window.
Bro, I gotta be polite.
All right. That's fair.
Oh, she wants me to go over there. Bro.
Oh.
Bro, come with me. I need some backup.
Wait, we're driving.
Oh, I thought we were stopped. Oh, whoa, oh my gosh. Whoa. Okay, now we're stopped.
Yeah. Whew. Okay. All right.
Okay.
I hate to be the voice of reason, but I feel like if you guys just put your windows down, there would be an easier solution to all this.
Maybe this traffic cop can help us figure out what to do.
This is a PSA to any and all drivers in Bethesda, Maryland right now. Remember, if you're trying to talk to someone in another car, one of you should get out of the car and speak to the other driver. Rolling down windows has been known to let bugs into your car, which has dangerous consequences.
All right, you know what? You know what? This is feminism. This is a new era. I'm going to get out. I'm going to give him my number.
Bro, she's coming over here. She's walking over, bro.
Dude, what do I say?
Hey, do you want my number?
Yeah.
That's what I like to see.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, well, here
Oh, you were delivering your PSA. You were a person. I thought that was coming from my radio. Hey, traffic cop.
Yeah,
Yo,
no,
traffic cop. What do I do? How do I handle this?
She asked for your number.
Yeah, give me your fucking number.
You're going to say some numbers one after another in a consecutive verbal line.
Okay, I think that sounds like good advice. That's a letter of the law right there.
Yep.
Yeah, speaking of letters of the law.
You are legally now required to give her your phone number.
Oh my God, dude. Bro, you gotta have an in. You gotta just
ticket.
Say it.
All right. Actually, hey, can I write it on the window?
It's handwriting so bad.
Oh, no.
Bro, roll it down. Roll down the window. Right. Roll down the window. She already walked over here.
Oh, right. Hey. Look, if you see any bugs trying to get in my car, trying to let them in, but here's my number. I wrote it down on a piece of paper, too.
Thank you. I'm going to add this to my hot contacts.
Oh, my God, bro.
Bro, this traffic cop is a miracle worker.
Traffic cop, can I ask you something?
Of course.
Are you also a matchmaker?
I wear many hats. One of them is bright orange.
Whoa, what hat do you wear when you matchmake?
The bright orange one, I would guess. That's
how people know that
she can match people.
She doubled.
Yeah.
They can spot me in the crowd.
Yeah, exactly.
Say, matchmaker, make me a match.
And also, traffic cop.
Direct traffic.
I direct couples like I direct cars.
Whoa. Hey.
Qué profundo. That's what I have to say.
Yes, please.
Hey.
Bro, you've been watching a lot of soaps lately, a lot of telenovelas.
I need me my telenovelas.
I love them too. I know. I get it.
I need my Astorios. Or,
is that what you think the word for stories is?
Well, I'm currently working through a Rosetta Stone. So, how does that sound?
Yeah.
Lady?
Let's do it.
You want to come?
Start texting.
You want to come watch my favorite
telenovela.
Telenovela.
He blanks on the name. Oh. He's watched so many episodes, but he just can't remember sometimes.
For example, I was saying, my favorite Bolivian telenovela, Las Tres Perfectas Solteras. You want to come watch that?
Claro que sí.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Man. This is chemistry.
You're going to need to put the subtitles on, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yikes. That is sure going to kill any sexual arousal I might get.
I'm sorry. We can't all be stoners.
This is not
going to
work. Subtitles.
Whoa.
Subtitles are to me what vapes are to the trendy teens of yesteryear.
Just a no?
I'm sorry, babe. It's not going to work out.
Whoa.
Bro, I think you should
got in an accident for this, and it's the subtitles?
Yeah, bro, there's like a 7-car pileup behind her car because there's nobody in it anymore.
Yeah, there's like
bro.
A car like literally on fire. It's like, shh.
Well, maybe the traffic cop should go deal with that.
It's an accident of love.
So she deals with traffic, not fires.
Oh, that's true.
There's a whole department for that.
Yeah, that's a valid point.
We're just going to have to twiddle our thumbs until they get here.
Somebody should probably tell them, but I think we should wait.
All right.
See where this thing goes. See if there's any Kimika here.
Well, it's gone now. Unless the only Kimika possible would be, bro, between you and Traffic Cop, maybe.
What do you think, Traffic Cop?
It's time I made a match for myself.
Whoa.
Boom.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Let's. You want to get some coffee sometime?
Absolutely. Let's
great.
Go.
All right.
Put on my orange hat.
Well,
that worked out so much better for me than it did for you, bro.
Well, bro, I didn't know she was into subtitles, bro. I would not have given up my number if I had known that.
Now she has that. She can just put you on all those call lists.
She can send you pictures of subtitles.
Well,
in
the meantime,
every time I watch Ellen Tornado with the subtitles on, you're getting a screenshot.
In the meantime, we can just twiddle our thumbs and watch this flaming car. do 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 do. Great seg,
man.
M, I can't believe. I'm sorry you got so rejected.
Yeah, it was really embarrassing.
It is a bummer.
That's okay.
So, got over it. Do you guys talk anymore?
We talk all the time, actually.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good news.
He's a real source. He's a real trunk of support.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
That's what you want. It's a nice trunk.
Much like an elephant.
Yes.
Yeah.
An elephant therapist.
Elephant therapist, you're my trunk of support. I guess is what they would say.
Yeah. Well, this would be the therapy.
Right.
Well, that's the. I'm using the word to refer to someone receiving therapy.
Yeah, therapy with two E's. Anyway, you're gonna all need therapy when we stop broadcasting because this was such a great app,
man.
You'll be depressed after it's over. Any plugs? Any sign-offs? Anything quick from you guys? Thanks for coming on.
I do have a new show this semester, so no longer right before yours. So it's more of a cousin than a sister.
Okay,
I still think of it as a sister program.
Thank you. It's Mondays 5 to 6 p.m. Tufts Aesthetics.
Ooh,
that's a hot slot.
Mm-hmm.
Comma time. Em, any upcoming endeavors?
I can have a plug. shout out to my roommate, because